It's all about her. It's all about you. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and renowned physician, Dr. Pamela Peake.
Oh, man, I am so hungry, and I'm always worried about, you know, wanting to, you know, filling out. And Michelle, you and I have talked about this, I don't know, a million different which ways. It's how do you just feel satisfied without having to stuff your face with whatever? And we have a guest, Dr. Barbara Rolls, who is literally nutrition royalty. She is a professor and the Helen Guthrie Chair of Nutritional Sciences at the Pennsylvania State University. And I've known Barbara for quite some time, and I am so honored to have you join Michelle and myself on Her Radio to fill us in on not filling out and to talk to us about your amazing work, starting with the book, The Ultimate Volumetrics Diet. What is volumetrics? And welcome to the show, Dr. Rolls.
Oh, well, it's nice to be here. Volumetrics is really about having satisfying amounts of food while you're trying to manage calories. So whether you're trying to prevent weight gain or get the weight off, one of the biggest mistakes that you can make is feeling like you need to have a half-empty plate. You are setting yourself up for being hungry because we get used to eating a particular amount of food. When we let people just help themselves to dishes we make in the lab, people tend to take a very consistent weight or amount or volume of food. And that's a big surprise. I think a lot of us thought they were going to be adjusting calories more than the amount of food. So this was a big change in our way of thinking. Once you start to understand that people are eating for volume, then you understand that the calories in that volume, the calories per bite that you take in, become really important. And that's what volumetrics is about, the density of calories in foods and how you can have satisfying portions while you're lowering the calorie density.
Well, give us a practical example of how this works. If you look at maybe the traditional American diet and what someone's eating right now, how would that look different with volumetrics?
Sure. Fat packs a lot of calories into foods. It has twice as many calories per bite as carbohydrates and protein. But just cutting fat for a lot of people is going to cut palatability, the pleasure they get from food. One of our big understandings about food is that water is the biggest component of the foods that we typically eat. So water is giving foods weight and volume with no calories at all. Vegetables, fruits, soups are almost entirely water. So you can bulk up the amount of food you're getting by adding vegetables, by having soups and whatnot. So if you take your favorite sandwich, sure, you can cut down to a lower fat type of meat. Of course, you want to do things like have healthy whole grains and whatnot. You can cut from mayo to mustard, but you can bulk it up with your favorite vegetables. So then you're often getting a bigger sandwich with fewer calories. And psychologically, you feel satisfied. You feel like you've had plenty of food.
And, you know, so vegetables become your new best friend, right, Michelle?
I love it. Well, you know, I mean, it's so interesting, the volumetrics piece of this, because, you know, when I do have a sandwich, I do exactly that. I add all of the vegetables and things to it, and I feel so much more full than if I start, you know, deleting things from it. So I think there's something to be said about that. And you want to feel full, right? You want to eat and feel like you're satisfied.
Right, and you want to feel like you've had your usual amount of food.
Exactly.
I think people get into this mindset, I need to eat less, I need to eat less, I need to eat less, and so their plate is half full. You need a full plate, you just need to reportion it as the dietary guidelines suggest. You need more veggies and less of the higher calorie density foods on the plate, and you will automatically be eating fewer calories and feel just as full. We've done lots and lots of studies that show this, and other labs around the world have done the same.
Well, you know, when we're looking at this hit, that's a really powerful psychological play. You know, when you could see somebody eating a lot of food next to you, and then you've got this little plate with, you know, almost nothing on it, and you feel that horrible word that I know you've been looking at research, and that's deprivation, you know, and that deprivation will just drive you to eat more anyway. And then you've got that emotional eating thing going on. I think, you know, piling it all on. Let me give you guys an example of how, you know, I like to put volumetrics to work. So, because I'm a absolute believer theory. So I had a 3 egg white omelet for breakfast, and I always put 4 vegetables in there if I can, always trying to at least get 4 to 5 whenever I can. So I've got the spinach, the mushroom, the pepper, the tomato. And then on the side, I'll even put maybe a little bit more vegetables, some grilled vegetables to the side, instead of what normally shows up, say, at a restaurant or wherever, and that is hash browns or whatever. I usually bag the cheese because I'm not really a big cheese lover. And so I've got all this protein, lots of fiber, just fills me up. I mean, I am good to go for, you know, a good several hours with a simple play like that, versus if I had a couple small pancakes just, you know, covered in gooey syrup, right? And what's that going to do, right, Dr. Rolls? What's that going to do?
That's right. You're not going to be very full, and you aren't going to be very satisfied. In my volumetrics books, we have a lot of comparisons of how much food you would get if you ate higher calorie density foods as opposed to similar foods that have a lower calorie density. And we're not talking about deprivation. We're really talking about finding ways to tweak your favorite foods so you still enjoy them. Because really, the key to weight management is finding an eating pattern that you enjoy and you can sustain without even thinking about it. The healthy calorie density foods become your preferred way to eat.
Have you found
that
in your
diet
research? Huh? What'd you say?
It's not that diet. You know, everybody. Ew. I mean, you get on a, you know, everybody goes on a diet, right? And what happens? They may lose weight, but they feel deprived, and then they don't, and then they gain it back, because it's really not about the diet. It's about, you know, again, the volumetrics and what they're eating.
Right. Right. And if you watch people who just naturally manage their weight, they're not always thinking about what they have to give up and what they can't eat. They are enjoying their food. They're sometimes treating themselves, but usually eating healthy. And it becomes the way that you do it naturally. And that's my goal, my optimistic goal, that we can get people to eat healthy and enjoy it. That's their optimal default, the healthy item.
Why aren't they doing that, Barbara? What do you think is the
well, look around
there, the biggest challenge?
It's hard. You're surrounded by calorie-dense, nutrient-poor foods everywhere you go. They're relatively inexpensive. And when supposing you're at a gas station, you've got all these choices. There may be a green banana and one of those apples that tastes like cotton. And that's your fruit choice. Of course, in terms of vegetables, what are you going to have? Veggie chips? You know, they're not very low in calorie density.
Saturated fat.
Really, it's tough.
You know something? In your book, you brought the fact up that this is really a battlefield out there. You and I are, you know, both completely aligned on this. And I'm encouraging everyone out there to read Dr. Barbara Roll's New York Times bestseller, The Ultimate Volumetrics Diet. This is a spectacular book to learn how to be able to fill up and not out, right? And thank you so much, Dr. Barbara Roll's, for joining us on Her Radio.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.